everyone who cares about animals will obviously be appalled to hear about the ordeal that poor Max has been through. And the SSPCA have said that Max was caught in a spring trap that was attached to his leg. Now, shockingly, these traps can actually be used legally, but they're supposed to be secured or used under a cover. And because Max was caught by the leg, the SSPCA have said that they strongly suspect that the trap had been either set illegally or extremely poorly. Now, thankfully, Max was able to make it home, though he may still lose his legs, but other animals don't make it home. And we would encourage basically everyone who cares about animals to please support campaigns that call for these cruel traps and snares to be banned, because the fact is that they are utterly indiscriminate. And regardless of whether it's a cat or a rabbit that's caught in these traps, what we do know is that they all suffer unimaginable pain. And even any that do survive are likely to be seriously injured. So we would just call on people to please always speak out against them. The main purpose of using these traps is to trap animals in the countryside, and those that set them are usually looking to kill animals who they see as a threat to their business, which more often than not tends to be to rear birds to be shot for entertainment. Sadly, these people have no concern about how animals who are caught in these traps suffer, which is why we just always ask people to get behind campaigns that call for these traps and snares to be outlawed completely. Well, all of us here at PETA obviously hope that anyone who has any information at all about the person or persons who set this trap will contact the SSPCA. They can do that by calling 03000 999 999. Just once again, that's 03000 999 999, and these calls are completely in confidence, and we just hope it'll prevent other animals, whether cats or rabbits, being injured in these horrific devices.